What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Oh, where could my Marky be? He's sitting right there across from me. Welcome to the Chats with Cats podcast. You're here with Dan and Rick, and special guest on tonight's episode, we have Mark Reynolds. Mark, welcome to the podcast.
I missed one episode.
Two episodes.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you guys miss me that much?
How did you not realize it was two? You've only been doing this for
Because we do two in one night.
Oh, you know we hit a month ago and didn't even realize.
I was thinking about that today. Mm. Before we came, I was like, I wonder how long we've been doing this stupid thing for. And stupid. I thought if it was like a 1 year anniversary, I thought it must have been now.
Nah, it was, I think our pilot was like mid-February last year, so.
Oh, is that when Mark called me my real name?
Yeah, Rob.
That's top five all time.
We've come a long way.
Hey, Rob. Can't believe you freaking called him Rob.
That's brilliant.
The other elephant in this room.
What?
Happy birthday.
Oh, fuck off,
Agus. To you.
Don't make me get up.
Happy okay. birthday.
Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
How old are you today? Like 23?
Yeah, fucking 35. I got up from my birthday dinner when everyone started singing me happy birthday and walked out. I did, legit.
You're such a party pooper.
I said, don't do it. I said, like, I just hate the song. I said, it's like, it's not the embarrassment of everyone looking at me. It's just, I hate it.
Do you remember what I said early days on the podcast about when someone sings happy birthday to you?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Like, yeah, exactly.
It's so awkward. It's so bad.
Well, you don't get up and walk out.
Nah.
Shut up. What's your favourite song? Tell me.
I told them, I said, I'd rather you just not do it. Like, I know you guys don't really want to do it anyway, so let's just not do it. Like, so who wants to sing?
Answer the question. What's your favourite song?
I don't have a favourite song.
Just pick something. What's the song you've listened to recently you didn't hate?
Daryl Braithwaite, Horses.
Okay.
That's trying to trigger me, man.
At your birthday, if everyone started going, we could fly to the mountains.
I would fucking love that. I would love that.
And sang the whole song.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd get all around that.
Do you know what would
happen? That would be a great present.
Do you know what would happen?
What?
The whole restaurant would have started singing.
Exactly.
Do you imagine? That would actually be a vibe.
Exactly.
That would be
a vibe. Okay, but this is the thing. I've never heard someone sing happy birthday. Even if they can sing, it still sounds shit. It's just every tone in the song is shit. It's bad.
Can you look something up? What year was the song Happy Birthday invented? Like the actual Happy Birthday all to right. you?
I can sing the Japanese version. You want me to?
I actually do want to hear that.
Otenjor biyomedeto. Otenjor biyomedeto.
Wow.
Otenjor biyomedeto. Ottenjobio medito.
Yeah, see,
I thought you said you could sing it. That was fucking horrendous.
Okay. What did I say a few weeks ago about my singing and being tone deaf? You go, sing something. I said I'm tone deaf. Well, there you go, all right?
Do you know what?
I'm a man of my word.
It was slightly more pleasant because I was trying to understand the words, but the tones still annoy me. It's very bad. 1893.
That, to me, sounds good.
It's not good.
Great voice. And by the way, is someone singing on Thursday night?
Hang on. I've got facts.
The casino? No. We're talking about something more interesting right now.
Give us the fact and then we'll plug the
Oh, gear. My God. I'm excited.
1893. The song's melody.
1893.
Originated from a school teacher's greeting song titled Good Morning to All, composed by American sisters Mildred and Patty Hill in 1893. So fuck you two. You've ruined everyone's life forever.
Do you reckon when they made the song, they were going, do you know what? This is going down in history as the birthday song. Everywhere in the world. Happy birthday to you.
It'd have to be the most played sung song of all time. Like I know songs get radio hits all the time.
Tear us apart.
Yeah, all the time. But eventually the songs get boring and people don't want to have them on the radio. Happy birthday gets sung by every person every day.
I've got some news for you guys.
What?
Charlie on trial.
Oh, yes.
This Thursday at the casino. Get your ticket. Get there. Get early. Get a little bit of alcohol into you because there's going to be a big show. I'm going. You're going. There's going to be a few people there and I am very excited. The song that plays at the start of this podcast.
This one here.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
All right. So,
it's going to go off. Fucking eye, man.
We've been plugging your shit for a year now, just by the intro.
Yeah.
Everyone's ready. Everyone's ready for you to be on the drums. Yeah. Are you singing, obviously?
Yeah.
How many?
Just everything that I do in the recordings, mate.
Yeah, but I mean, like, out of all the songs, you're what, doing 20% of the vocals, 50, 100?
Well, if you hear my voice on the songs, that's how much I'm doing. Oh. I don't sit there and calculate a fucking percentage on it.
I would. I'd be very percentage.
We were listening to a bit of Rick's music on the way home the other day.
Mm.
And I couldn't even tell that he was singing the song. Like, I can't get my head around it. So they do play very good music. And I do feel a little bit out of my comfort zone with you two because I'm the only person that doesn't have a musical background.
Mark, if we brought you into the studio and we paid $700, we'd make your origami fucking song you sang seconds ago sound amazing, all right?
Do you reckon it could be a big hit?
So you're saying we're not going to sound as good live?
Oh, there's a chance you'll sound shit. Every band can sound amazing or shit live. There's a very big... It depends on your sound technician.
We're great. Apparently the sound there is very good.
Where are you playing, by the way? Is it Casino?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that before.
Charlie on trial, the District, Adelaide Casino. It's going to be sick.
Oh, my God.
And I had my first little bout of nerves about it this morning.
I thought you said you don't get nervous.
I don't think I ever said that because I do get nervous. But I was just... It was like a split second, like a little micro nerve. And I was like, ooh, playing this Thursday.
What happened?
I just got a little nerve.
I only get nervous if you're not comfortable within yourself. No, I got nervous as fuck because I always thought I was going to fuck up.
That's not true. You could be as confident as anything. If you haven't performed in front of an audience for a while, you're gonna have nerves. Mate,
but nerves are all about it not going to plan. Doesn't have to be your ability necessarily. It could be just someone does something bad.
That's not right. Nah. Because we don't have access to them. If you listen to interviews with famous as fuck people.
Yeah, always nervous.
You say to them and they get asked, you've been doing this for so long. Do you still get nervous?
They all get nervous.
I still get that little bit of nerves. And it's like, it's a nervous excitement. It's a little,
you could imagine if you're in a band and you're touring and you have like 10 shows. The first one, I'm nervous. Second one, I'm a bit nervous. Third one, little bit of nerve. Fourth one, easy. And then it just gets easier and easier. You know what I mean? But they haven't played for so long. So you could imagine.
Yeah, you're 10 years, aren't you?
13 years.
Oh, it's a decade plus more.
And we're there. And that's added pressure because he's thinking, all right, what if Mark and Dan don't like my performance?
Yeah,
because
he knows next Monday's podcast, we're going to be like, mate, you fucked up so bad.
And that's where the nerves are coming from. He knows we're there and he wants to impress us, perform well for us.
I think he will. I've got full confidence in him.
You know?
Mm. I think the more the nerve bit is, I want plenty of people to be there and just to enjoy it. You know, sometimes, don't know if you played lots of gigs or many or not much, but there's sometimes that you play a show and the band, the crowd, like you're playing great, but the crowd just isn't into it. But I know that there's enough people coming who know us and like us and stuff.
I'll give you a great example, right? We were second on in a 4-band lineup at a sold out gig for In Stereo, which were at the time, I don't know, 14, 15 year old like pop star sellouts, right? So the whole audience was there for them basically. We came on and played a great show, but no one knew one fucking word from any of our songs. So it's hard because you're doing well, but you're not getting much from the audience. But you can sort of tell they're slightly enjoying it because it's not terrible. But it makes it heaps hard to get into because a lot of live performers feed off the audience.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really hard, but that's a great example that I could give you.
Yep. I will set the tone and the mood for the whole night.
Mark's going to crowd surf.
Oh,
he mate, told me.
I'm gonna set the standard. I might get arrested. I'll leave it at that. I'm gonna have a fun time. It's Thursday night, man. Like I'm gonna get into it.
Very keen. So anyway, be there or be square. So there could be a fair few square people walking around.
So just for everyone listening that might be located in Adelaide, what time do you come on? Where do they need to be? What's the go?
Starts at 8:30. Just be there then.
Yeah.
So silly negotiations.
Adelaide Casino, right? There's no entry fee.
No.
Just rock walk up, in,
drink, yeah. Have fun.
Punch someone, have fun.
Throw some haymakers. Slam dance.
So good.
Lose 1,500 on the pokies.
Yeah. We're going to get a wall of death going.
Yeah.
Fuck. So good.
This side of the room, go over here. Now brilliant. Fucking kill each other.
Now, going from exciting news to some very sad news, guys, we've had another death in the sporting
how fucked up is this?
Community. Rick, what's happened?
Well, everyone knows Andrew Simons. Roy, the great man, one of the really fond entertainers, I think, in sport.
Great all rounder.
One of the best pitch invade getters
yes,
of all time.
Yes, I was just going to say, everyone remembers that nude dude running across with his bloody 6-inch schlong and Roy just lines him up and gives him the biggest hip and shoulder and the guy's on his ass.
There's a massive shoulder check.
But then I was saying to Mark on the way down here, looking at some of the highlights from just his fielding highlights, run outs. Unbelievable. He's such a good athlete.
Yeah.
And just you read everything about him. He's just one of those guys who didn't really want the limelight, never really cared, just wanted to go fishing in his fucking stubbies and his flanno.
Exactly.
Yeah. Love a beer.
Do you hear the saddest thing about this? Right? So he's obviously driving in a car solo, goes off the road, rolls, apparently not wearing a seatbelt. So he's ejected from the vehicle. The vehicle lands on top of him and the two dogs inside the car survive and are found at his body guarding him as he's dead when he's found.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Both the dogs were like, I'm not leaving you.
They're
facts? 100%
facts. I didn't know that.
That's really so sad, isn't it? And like those dogs now are being cared by someone else and like you always talk about children like missing their dad, which is probably they understand it a lot more, but those dogs going like, holy shit. Yeah. Like we just went through that and you're now not moving. It's such a fucking sad thing. That's terrible.
You think of the two nicest, most coolest, most loved cricketers in Australia and Shane Warne and Andrew Simons would be in the top five.
Yeah.
And they're both gone and it's sad.
And who was the other one? Rod Marsh as well?
Yeah.
If you're in any sort of cricket in Australian right now, you'd
stay inside.
Yeah, stay inside. Just don't even leave the bed. Fuck. Yeah. It's like a curse has hit them.
So sad.
The one that I feel a little bit, not a little bit, I feel really bad for the guy. Michael Clarke was a great player. But since he's finished playing the game, some people don't like him, think he's a bit up himself or whatever. I fucking feel so bad for that guy. He had Phil Hughes, who he's really close with.
Yeah.
Shane Warne, who he's really close with. And then this. And it's just like death by a thousand cuts. He just keeps losing people that he was so close to.
Are you aware of the falling out that those two had, though? Simons and Clark?
No.
Yeah. They had a falling out and they were sort of mending their friendship. So I know that they obviously had like a great friendship during cricket, but
do you know what it was about? Can you go into it or is it too long?
I can't, but I know for a fact that they had a falling out and they were like, they had to mend their friendship. But having said that, of course, Clarkie right now would be absolutely
You'd hope that mending had been completed.
It may have been
because that
to
would
do
be
like,
easier to
like a business dispute or something that they were doing. We'll look into it after. But
other thing that, and this is I'm not trying to make light of the situation here because there's nothing funny about it. But the thing that confuses me when someone passes away like this is, you know, all the like, okay, so at the site of the car crash, people are going there and leaving notes, leaving six packs of beer, leaving fishing rods and all this sort of stuff. It's like, do we really need to do that?
I've mentioned this before about flowers. Why spend so much money on flowers and leave them in a spot? Why don't we donate it to a charity that he liked?
Yeah.
So instead of spending $100 on a fishing rod because he liked fishing, give it to the fucking charity, the money.
Yeah, because ultimately what happens? The council come and they just scoop it all up and put it in the bin.
And then fucking Joel from West Bank Council ends up using that fishing rod and doesn't catch anything. That's more of an insult than anything.
Yeah. And some homeless guy walks over and
steals all the beers.
Six pack, nice.
Yeah.
I think people in that situation are a little bit unsure on how to show their love for someone that's deceased.
Absolutely.
So but this, what can I do?
But this is why I'm saying, why don't we normalise it to be show your respect in a different way rather than this? Like what they're doing is not incorrect. You grief in your own way, that's fine. But I'm saying maybe there's a way where we can be productive and do something useful rather than what seems to be a lot of waste. You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
And you could publicise it. So it could be fundraiser for in memoriam of Andrew Symonds. And
exactly.
It's one of those stupid things that's on Facebook and you can see, wow, I contributed to raising XYZ amount of money for some sort of charity or his family, you know, or whatever it is. I don't know.
Exactly. Yep. Good call. All right, let's move on. This is very sad.
I was thinking about something tonight.
What?
Bathing the boys. Getting the boys out of the bath and I grabbed Moss's towel and he was asking me to get out. So I was like, all right, I'll get his towel and I'll get him out. But then all of a sudden I'm standing there with this towel and I'm like, I need to get his attention. So I did like a flick and then it just reminded me. Do you remember when, like, it was a huge thing, and you know this about being in a sporting club, when you used to, like, make the kangaroo's tails with the towel and whip people with
like spin it around?
Yeah.
That hurts very, very much.
If you get people right, it does. Absolutely.
I had a knockout football game at Brighton High School back in the day, and fun fact, Alex Carey was playing for the opposition, right? And after the game, you know, had our shower, one of my teammates thought it would be funny to do that, whip me. Got me perfectly on the ass, left a huge bruise.
Really?
And I reacted very, very badly.
Yeah.
On the bus home, I was fucking ready to punch him in the face. Like everyone knew that there was like, holy shit, Mark Reynolds is not happy with this guy. Like he got me flushed. Like it was purple. It stung. Mm. We had lost. I probably didn't play that well. Only had 28 touches or something. And he got me fucking bang on and I was ready to punch him in the face.
Do you know what used to do me in through high school was nipple cripples. Remember people's time? If someone did that,
nipple cripple fade.
I'm the calmest person in any altercation. If someone nipple cripples me, before you even know it, your mum, dad, and your family are dead. I get so fucking angry.
It's such a tender spot to be
just
pinched
don't,
as what well.
It's not funny though.
Here's the thing with nipple cripples. You got the guys that are like, hey, nipple cripple. But then there's the fucking psychotic cunts that want to twist. 360.
Or like really almost, just pinch the skin, not almost, grab.
Like pinch and twist. And it's like, mate, you've taken this way too far.
Mm.
Like I've almost lost my nipple here.
I've got another one for you. Do you remember the petrol pump? Someone gets
that's
on your
a
chest,
great
put
one.
Their knees in your
into your bicep, armpit,
whatever, and then twist your arm. Worst. That's the worst.
Yeah. What is that? It's like your bicep builds up with like an acid or something.
Pressure or something. Oh, I don't know.
And it hurts a lot.
Stingy.
What I was thinking about was, could you imagine if, because obviously like you do these things and you're immature and you're young and whatever. Imagine if you'd still did that stuff now. Like imagine if you finished a game of A-grade football on the weekend at Nan, had your shower and you were like walking out of the shower going, I wonder if someone's going to be there ready to whip me with a towel.
Yeah.
Like as an adult, it was still like just the done thing.
So that you were always on the lookout for things that should never happen anymore.
Well, it's funny you said that because I walked in this morning and the night guy came in and I thought, you didn't fucking take the bins out last night. So I pinned him down and gave him a petrol pump.
I gave him a bit of titty twist.
And he started screaming. I thought, that will fucking learn you, won't it?
I thought you were talking about being at home and the night guy's just like the bloke that keeps Alison company in bed or something. You sleep on the couch because you stay up till 4 o'clock watching movies and she's lonely in bed, so you just call the night guy.
There could be a night guy I don't know about. Who knows?
Who knows? Imagine that, though. Crazy. So, news comes out during the week.
Yep.
We, as a trio, as a trifecta, as a triangular series of gentlemen in their 30s, love this game.
Oh, we do.
FIFA.
Oh, they are.
FIFA the way we know it.
Are you talking? You're talking PS4, PS5 FIFA?
Yeah, or anything, mate.
Just so...
The video game, FIFA.
Just so the listeners know, I stay here on a regular basis after the podcast. We only do one thing after we finish the podcast. We play FIFA and we love it. We love it. It's the best game on PlayStation I think there is. It's the most played sports game in the world, would you
say? Is it of all time? Or not?
It has to have to be.
It has to be popular than 2K NBA because, like, it's the world game. It's a beautiful game.
I'm googling it. Is FIFA the most? What do you would say most played of all time?
Yeah, sure.
I already know the answer.
Most played, most purchased, most loved, most watched. Yeah. Anyway,
okay. What's the news?
EA Sports has been the manufacturer of, or creator, or whatever you call it, of the game FIFA.
Yeah.
So they're across all platforms.
They're in a partnership
since the beginning of time. 1993, I believe, the first one was released, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Now, they're not renewing their contract with FIFA. So there's no FIFA anymore. They're going to create a new sports game which isn't tied directly to the licensing that FIFA wants them to pay.
Wow.
So they're splitting.
Yeah.
I wonder what the standard of game will be now. Will it be better, worse, or about the same?
I hope it's better. Like, because you often complain. We do. Like, we've always had this discussion. Like, I buy 2018 and I'm like, it's good enough. I don't need to buy every year. Then you bring over 20 and I'm like, it's not that much better. Okay. And then 21 comes in, you're like, it is better.
So I bought FIFA 20 from JB Hi-Fi without looking at the rating of the game. Hmm. Got home, I'm like, I'm happy with my purchase. And I looked up the rating and it was like 3.1 out of 5, which is quite low. I thought, why is it so low? I play the game. I'm like, this is good. Then I realized there's a lot of FIFA fanatics out there that hate on the game because they haven't improved their gameplay and graphics in so long.
Or they improve one thing but not another.
So every year it's sort of a similar game, but because I hadn't bought the game for so long, I didn't really notice.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that I've been picking up. Like, they've gotten really slack with improving the game. And that's why people are angry about it.
I have a fact here. So I googled, is FIFA the most played game of all time? Didn't really get the right answer, but it said worldwide, over 200 nations, you get 89 million matches played per day.
Wow.
89 million matches played world day. The game has grown to be the world's most popular sports game. It doesn't say game. It says sports game.
Yeah, that's so, fair enough.
Fair enough. It's still a great game. Even if it comes second or third or 20th.
And I disagree with this whole continuous improvement thing. I think they've gotten to a point. So let's think about when it was like a two-button
game. This
is what I
was going to say. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pass and shoot was one button and then tackle was another button, right? Mm-hmm. Really simple. It's progressed so far that it's like...
They've hit a wall.
If you went to your favourite bakery to get a sausage roll and you're like, This sausage roll hasn't changed in 5 years. That's a good thing. It's fucking great as it is. Yeah. That's why you keep coming back to it.
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking good game. And the changes, like I went from 17. Yeah, 18. That's a great bit of podcasting, that is, to 22. And I think the changes that they've made are good. I actually like it. Yeah. It's not like monumental jumps.
Okay.
It's not virtual reality.
Can I clear what you're saying up? Are you saying that you don't need to be able to do a backflip, forward, front flip, half volley goal?
It's not realistic.
Yeah, you just need to have better graphics. That's it. Just make it look a little bit more real and that's it.
Yeah, and what else do they do? They upgrade the teams, the rosters, all of that sort of stuff. Some of that's over the air now.
Yeah.
But realistically, what else do you need? Like, intuitive enough. Yep. There's a good balance between defense and attack. You can do some tricky shit if you want to, but it's not the core of the game because that's not soccer.
I think Rick's made a very good point, and it's what I was getting at. They've probably gotten to a point in time where they've hit a wall and they've gone, fuck, we actually can't really improve this game any more than what we're actually capable of doing based on what year in time it is and what we can accomplish with the graphics.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking at the moment it's sort of gone like they were able to make steps forward and they've gotten to a point now where like we actually don't have the technology or we don't really know how to like progress the game.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking amazing game. If you look at it, you're like, this is amazing. But as a FIFA lover and obviously the majority of the world are going, you know, this isn't good enough. We're going to be stubborn and annoying and say, you need to improve the game.
So what do they do though? Do they fold and go, okay, next year we're going to bring out FIFA 22.1 and all it is roster changes and you're paying $5 more for the game?
Oh, what do you mean? Like just over
like
the...
Literally just go, look, we haven't fucking done much. We're just going to do a few tweaks and there's not much, but we're not going to charge you much.
Tweak a few things.
Let's just not lie to you. Okay. And
You guys play the game. I play the game. What's one thing on FIFA that you would change?
The menu system. Very hard.
Okay.
But that's for someone that doesn't play it a lot.
I know a change they can make, which is very easy. I think when you're watching a game and a player scores, I think the euphoric rush that you get from seeing the supporters behind the goals go nuts. And I love it how they have like security between the two sides. So say Liverpool's playing away, you've got that really cool spot in the corner where like they're seated.
Yeah.
So when someone scores, that section goes nuts and then everyone behind the goals is dead silent.
Actually,
how hard is it for them to get that right? Because it's never like that when you play. Like the crowd's sort of like
well, the problem I have is
such an easy thing to get right.
Is I want to be playing, running down the wing, passing like the perfect through ball and then just a fucking streaker to run on with no pants on, you know? Where's the realistic?
Yeah. Where's the flares, by the way?
Yeah, need flares, streakers.
Okay. I'm someone that really wants the experience of playing the game to be as visually represented as close as possible to what you would see if you're tuned in on Fox Sports and you're like, all right, I'm watching a game.
Mm.
So that crowd thing, that's like the satisfaction of scoring. Like,
and that's what you want.
Yeah,
So a United versus City or a Chelsea Liverpool game, the crowd is segregated because it's too violent to put them together.
Brilliant. I love it. And just the realistic satisfaction of scoring and seeing that is cool.
Hey, do you know what I heard the other day, actually? I somehow came across a interview with Martin Tyler, one of the commentators of the game.
Yeah.
And he was talking Francesco about
Tarzi,
getting recognised in the elevator for his voice.
Did you watch the same thing?
I think I might have sent this to you. I don't know if I did or not.
No, I don't think you did. Mm. We've just both seen it. But he also said that everything that they record for it is ad-lib. So they give them a scenario. They'll say, someone's just passed from outside of the box a volley goal.
Yeah.
And then he has to go in and ad-lib 20 different scenarios of that. Do you know, interesting though, talking about commentators and sport and sports players, I was blown away when I saw a number this week. The number I saw was 457. It wasn't dollars, it was $1 million. And that is the value of the commentary deal that Tom Brady has signed to be a commentator in the NFL after his career.
How, for 1 year?
Couldn't tell you that. Didn't look into the details because it's not my jam.
We need to pretend it's 1 year.
Yeah. But, well, fucking who cares? Even if it's over 5 years, that is a absolute poultice of cash. You're talking $80 million a year.
How many years?
Tom Brady.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free.
Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And his commentary worth $375 million.
No, this must have been converted to Australian dollars then.
Yeah, that makes sense.
450 or how
many,
57.
How many years, Dan? I'm going to say 4-year deal.
Oh, I'm looking. I can't find it. 10-year. Yeah, 10. The fallout from...
10 years? Like, well, what's he doing? Like, sitting there and just talking?
Even if it's 10 years. $45 million a year.
I would take a 50-year deal.
Mate.
Like, yep.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a long-term deal. So $375 million US over 10 years. Yep.
That's insane.
That's fucked.
Like 100, can you 150
just do this for me, right? So let's convert back to Australian. So $457 million. So that's 45.7 million divided by 52. So let's go how much that is a week. Go
oh, on. Hang on. I'll do it on my phone. Tell me again.
So 45.7 million.
Yep.
Oh, divided by 52.
457 divided by
52.
878,000.
What?
Is that by week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right. Oh, yeah, sure. It does.
Hmm.
That's fucked up.
Most people don't make that in, let's call it 3, 4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's fucking heaps.
A lot of money for a week's worth of work. Divide that into days.
What, 7?
Yeah.
And then take the decimal.
Look, it's not that much. It's only $125,000 a day.
Oh, God. That's insane. That is insane.
That is too much money.
He obviously...
Mark makes that in 3 weeks.
He obviously has a fair bit of insight for that sort of price. That's fucked up.
How are they going to recoup that cost?
That's a very good question.
Like, you get... Okay, I'm going to listen to this channel because Brady's on it. How many out of 10 are actually going to go... Yeah, I'm going to go there because of Brady.
Eight? Yeah, like, is it going to grow viewership or is it just going to, like, it's just
the same view? Of, yeah, keep the
I was
same.
Always going to watch it anyway, but I'm a little bit more engaged because Brady's talking.
Fucking like, nuts.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely bonkers. And then you've got people that go out there slaving their guts out, working ambos, fireys, and you
nurses,
know, they make
doctors.
Okay money, but that's not that sort of money.
Nah.
It's and what's just for talking?
Mm.
Which is why we're doing this podcast.
Hey, Tom Brady, what do you think about that guy on the field? Wasn't as good as me. There's $200,000. Like, that's fucking dumb.
Oh, that's very funny. Hey, I was using a streaming service the other day. And I'm sitting there. It wasn't one that we actually had. So we were using someone else's subscription.
Okay. I was going to say it wasn't my Stan, was it?
No. Huh. And... it got logged off. Someone had changed the password. And then there's the awkward thing where you're like, do they actually know that we were still using it?
Yeah.
Can we ask them for it back?
Can I ask this first before you continue? Did they come over and log in for you because you watched something together? Or did they recommend something and you said, hey, I'll watch it when I get some time, and then you've logged in under their shit?
No, this is like you can use it. But it was like one of their last login licenses or whatever.
Yeah.
So are we at the bottom of the food chain? We're getting cut? Or... Anyway, what do you guys think the situation is around that? You always get a friend who's like, oh, hey man, could I just get your KO password because I want to watch this game. It's not on free-to-air.
Okay, it's not going to surprise you guys, but I'm the guy that wants the password. Not the,
really?
Not the well. So
what, you would do that?
I go into my KO. When I say my KO, it's my friends. and I'm logged out. And I go, well, this sucks. So I contact him and I'm like, can I have the updated password login information? I've been logged out. And he said to me, I'm paying for this. You know, if you want it, you can pay for it. So he shut me down after me having it for months, his KO, right?
Oh, now, you're both copping a bit of shit here.
Now, my question is, if you had a KO, a Netflix, a Stan, a Disney Plus, whatever you have, do you think a close friend has the right to your login info if it doesn't affect you in the slightest? Do you think there's a rule where it becomes communal?
I think here's what should happen. Like, this is what's missing this situation.
This is a huge call. Be careful with what you say.
Let's say this guy has Stan, you have Netflix.
Yeah.
Let's say he gets Stan first and starts giving you Stan for free.
I like Stan.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I would think that if he down the track or you down the track want to get Netflix, then you'd get that and then give him one of yours so that you're both paying for one service and getting shared.
I have Amazon Prime and I would go a trade for trade.
But he doesn't want it?
But you can actually purchase on Amazon because my credit card details are on there and I don't trust the guy. That was a joke, but you get what I mean.
Who is it? Can you name it?
It's a mate from Victoria, Michael. One of my Geelong supporter mates. Great guy.
Sounds like it. You don't trust him much.
No, like, but like...
Look at him. He got the butter out. Then he starts buttering the guy. He's got the best... He's the best guy.
But like, he's robbed me of KO.
Mate, so, no, you robbed him of KO first.
Oh.
For free.
He pays for it, but if I have his password, he gets the same KO experience.
Mm.
Like, it's not like if he gives me the password, he loses high definition or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying. Okay, it is like...
It really is a tricky one.
I just think after a while, maybe there needs to be, hey, you've done this for me for a while. Here's something back maybe. So maybe you give him your Amazon and say, hey, there you go. Amazon for KO.
If you buy anything on my card, I'll fucking come and bash you.
You're going to know it's him. It's going to be a Geelong Guernsey sent from fucking Sydney.
Very good. I noticed the other day there was a little bit of news that Netflix lost like $200 million because there's so many people now that are using other people's logins, or there's competitors everywhere against Netflix that are obviously – people are going, hang on, $20 Netflix versus $10 on
Netflix were going to start shutting down people's accounts for finding out if they were sharing their – they're five users over different IPNs. I think, I don't know if he was here when we discussed this.
Yeah, we spoke about it.
We did speak about it. And I said, oh, I don't know what the get around is. Do you have to have a VPN so Netflix can't find out, you know, where you're actually using your five user codes or whatever? And they crashed like shit. They literally, everyone left. But I mean, people are still doing that on every other platform. I don't know how they're going to police it.
This isn't, we're not running a brand deal here, but do you guys have like a favorite streaming platform that covers as much content as you actually need?
Yeah, mine surprised me too.
What was it?
Disney Plus. Because it's got Honey, Disney I Shrunk Plus. The Kids, Toy Story, Aladdin, all the golden oldies.
Fucking Disney fucking arsehole.
So here. Good.
I like Disney because it's got Marvel. And I know you guys don't like Marvel video movies, but some of the TV series they're putting out are quite good as well.
Disney Plus, I was with them for a few months. Loved them. They had the best 9/11 documentary I've ever watched.
I haven't even gone into Nat Geo on Disney.
So good, man! It was
I'm telling you, incredible. Disney's a hidden gem, I reckon. I think that's the one. I think.
Yeah, Disney's a hidden gem. No one's ever heard of them before.
What do you mean,
Disney? How do you spell that?
J. What you need to do? What you need to do is you need to figure out
Disney's a hidden gem. That was the stupidest comment I've ever heard.
No, I mean, people know about it, but people just think it's going to be shit. It's not. It's very good. But I think you need to figure out your two or three best and then keep to them. Don't go getting all seven or eight. How many did we name last time? It was like eight.
Oh, all right, let's do it. Hulu, Stan, Disney, KO, Amazon.
Paramount Plus.
Paramount, yes.
Oh, Netflix.
Get fucked. Yeah, Netflix. Haven't even said Netflix yet. There's seven. It's just too much.
Yeah, there's more than that too.
Do you know, I've found myself in a bit of a pickle lately. By the time I'm ready to, so if we're in a normal situation and I don't get a chance to go for a run during the day, I'll go after the boys have gone to bed. So I do that, then I get home and it's late and Rachel's going to bed and then I'll be watching TV. But then I get the guilt for sitting up watching things that she might like to watch with me. So instead of watching anything, I just fucking watch YouTube. I've got into this bullshit cycle of watching YouTube videos like more than anything lately. And it's, I don't know how I feel about it.
It's good because I know the thing. If we start watching a TV series together, I can fucking clean that fucking shit up in 3 nights because I stay up till 4 a.m. I can binge watch 15 seasons of something in 2 hours. Like I just do it. Makes no sense, but I do it. But for her, it takes her like 94 days to watch like 3 episodes because she gets too tired and goes to bed. Like by the time she gets home, eats dinner, has a shower, see you later, tired, off to bed. I don't have the patience to wait in between episodes that long. It's bad enough when something's actually on TV and it's like, next Sunday. And you're like, next Sunday? Fuck that shit. I'm not waiting a full week. I'm going to forget what happened.
Oh, and how about on Netflix or Disney or something? They're like, new episode weekly. It's like, no, your job is to fucking give me everything so I can watch it whenever I want straight away.
Because we're needing-
Don't make me wait till next week.
Guys, 8 weeks. I have a question for you guys, okay? We're talking OnlyFans here, all right? Now, when you hear OnlyFans, what's the first thing that comes to mind? If I were to tell you that I know someone that's doing OnlyFans, what do you...
Who is it?
I don't want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what you're thinking. So is it negative or is it positive or you don't care? What's going on?
It depends on a few things. Yeah. If I think
OnlyFans can mean a whole range of things, but when someone says they're doing OnlyFans, you immediately think, all right, you're being nude, you're doing sexual things on camera, right?
Yeah. Being a whore.
Yeah. See, there we go. He's just pretty much told us what he thinks of OnlyFans. Correct?
It's not that though. You could literally be selling.
So you're being a whore, but you've got nothing against it.
Yeah, there's whores everywhere.
Okay.
It's an open market, Dan.
Yeah, literally, it's like, hey, come sign up to my OnlyFans. You get in there, and it could just be pictures of their feet or pictures of their hands.
Or they could just be clapping.
Yeah.
Or they could be farting into a jar and then selling the jar.
It's not always.
Do you know the person doing that? You bring that up every time we talk about OnlyFans.
No. So I've.
Is that who, what your friend
that's
does?
When he's looking at OnlyFarts.
Yeah, it's an actual website. You sent me that, the girl that farts into the jars and then sells the jars.
Don't put that on me. I did not send you that.
Mate, whatever you want to.
Mate, I reckon you sent that to yourself.
You sent me that. Oh, here's something cool one of my friends sent me.
Do you remember discussing that though?
Right? I think I would question my fucking livelihood if I saw a video of someone farting into a jar and thought you'd want to watch that.
All right. Can I ask a question before you go on?
Yep.
How do you discover that the person that you're signed up to sells farts? Is that like you have to search on OnlyFans?
How do they market that?
Yeah. Like, do you have to subscribe to the person hoping that they're going to sell your farts?
So,
or is it like...
Is there like a farts category?
As part of the... Yeah. Is it part of the ad?
The way I found out, you scroll through Facebook and there's...
Hang on, didn't I send this to you, Mark? Everything's unraveling now.
I made it up. You scroll through and you see someone and there's an article like, oh, this lady sells jars of farts on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And there's more than this. Like, there's all this fucked up stuff. But anyway, there's a person that I know that does OnlyFans that I found out made a certain amount of money in 1 month.
Drop the dollar figure.
I want you guys to guess how much money this person made. And don't ask me to name who this person is. 100.
Her brother Ryan does really well in the movies in Hollywood.
$130,000 a month.
Oh my God.
Now,
you could buy like a mansion with that.
A bad mansion. After 6 months, you could.
Yeah, but fuck.
All right. Now, every single person I speak to about anything to do with OnlyFans, oh, can you be that desperate for money? Is the first comment you get. Oh my God. How could you sink to that level? Oh my God. I have standards. I'm above that. How sad that someone would do that. Every single comment on Facebook, if there's ever a porn star being interviewed, oh, parents must be proud. Always the same shit.
So you're saying it's always like a jealous comment? Like
he said jealous. I never said that. What I'm saying is, I agree with Dan. If people were capable of making this money, instead of criticizing, being jealous, bringing this person down, sex shaming this person, how many people out there would do exactly what they're doing and make that money? Because this isn't like, oh, imagine what people do for a little bit of money. A little bit of money isn't $35,000. It's not $130,000.
Mm.
This is a lot of money.
Do you know what?
You buy a house in 3 months.
Yeah. It's a really interesting question because when you say how many people have the confidence to do it? Like, you could be hot as hell, but just not have the confidence.
I would. 100%.
Why don't you do it?
Mate, I reckon you're already on there.
Because I'm a guy.
I reckon he's already on there.
Guys go on there. Guys are on there.
Well,
it's not just a woman's platform.
Yeah? Do you reckon I should just do it?
Get the old fella out.
Yeah?
Yes.
Can I, my face maybe not be in it, and I'll just do like the POV porn?
Do you know what, actually? I have seriously got to tell you something. I'm not embarrassed to say this. I'm fucking happy to say this.
Here we go.
I thought the other day, you hear all this stuff about OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But you never ever see anything about it. As in...
What do you mean?
Okay.
No, I get this. Yeah.
Mark has a friend who he knows does OnlyFans. If he went and Googled that friend's name, OnlyFans, I bet you won't be able to find one of her photos. So, Googled a person who I know is on OnlyFans... And I've looked through all the pictures and it was just like normal pictures of them as a human being.
Mm.
I couldn't find anything where their fanny's out or their boobs are
out.
Did
you say normal pictures as a human being?
Yes.
Oh, we don't want to see that.
No. But what I'm saying is OnlyFans obviously has a really great firewall security type setting, or maybe like
people are not that respectful. If someone's on there and they screen record, they've got the shit. There's no way they can stop that.
But then why isn't that getting put out there in the public?
Well, it probably is.
It's not.
Well, what OnlyFans...
You can't find it. I'm telling you.
OnlyFans. What would you call it? Screenshots or screen records?
Try that.
Rick has a very good point. It's very well secured because I've Googled and it's hard to find anything.
Since OnlyFans is a web-based service, it has no means of knowing whether a screenshot is captured or screen record is captured.
Do you know what I tried to do the other day? Did you see in the NRL there was another huge fight?
Here you go. OnlyFans leak. There's a fucking website about all the leaks. So obviously someone buys it.
Is there any images of boobs or vagina or willies on your OnlyFans leak?
Absolutely. I'm bombarded with tits right now.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I don't know. Well, I couldn't find it the other day. I just thought, this is crazy. You always hear about, oh, this person's on OnlyFans, that person's on OnlyFans.
The moral of the story, guys, is people that pay out women, disrespect women, sex shame women, how many of these people would do it themselves if they had the right equipment, the rig? And I'm telling you right now, some of them would. And I'm saying that a lot of it is jealousy.
Well, you never know. We'd have to ask them all, and they're not going to be honest anyway.
I'm bang on here, and Rick agrees, so take that.
Well, I never said I agree.
He Mark. Did. He did. Moving on.
All right.
I want to tell you about something. I'm really perplexed by this, and I want to talk about it. It's not very PC, so just block your ears if you're not interested in talking about something that people won't be fully comfortable with.
It sounds really interesting.
I was thinking about fat people the other day.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Oh, look, I'm not concerned if you are fat, but the thing that really blows me away is a fat person that gets a gastric surgery, so gastric sleeve, gastric bypass, all of that sort of stuff. Now, I understand that it is a means to an end for people, and I know people close to me, and I know obviously you have someone close to you who has had it done. But the thing about it that just blows me away is you go and get this life-altering surgery where sometimes they're basically removing your stomach so you can't eat anything. What is that achieving? You don't eat anything and then you lose weight. Yes?
Yeah.
Are we in furious agreement here?
Well, pretty much, yes. Okay. It just shrinks your stomach down to a spot where you get full really quickly.
Yeah, so you eat a piece of meat and you're chockers. Like, you're like, oh my God, I can't eat anymore. So the thing is, I've seen posts recently from people who have been severely overweight and they say, it was the best thing I ever done. I had to do it. There was no other way for me to get healthy. But there is. All you had to do was stop eating so much.
Okay, agree and disagree. Because there's a lot of things out there, like you look at disabilities like dyslexia. All you have to do is just read more and get better at spelling and understanding and how to read. I can't.
So you're saying that, fatness is a disability?
To a degree, people will eat, overeat as
you
a...
You know what? Yeah. I'd love to know, we always talk about you have a fast metabolism or a slow metabolism.
Mm.
I would love to experience what it would be like to have a slow metabolism. So I understand how people that are obese or fat or whatever struggle in life because you're eating small amounts of food and you're still gaining weight.
Mm. Then there's the whole medicine thing. Like people that are on drugs and they're eating the same amount as people but they're putting on more weight and their body is getting changed by whatever drugs they're on. So each their own. But there is a great point there is can you do more by doing less, as in eating less?
Yeah.
Like that's the question here, isn't it, really?
So but the surgery is basically shrinking the stomach, mm. right? Well, naturally after the surgery, you're going to want to – you're going to get filled up easier, right?
Yeah.
So to me it makes sense.
Yeah, but we're saying – what he's saying is can you fight your brain harder before the surgery to starve yourself? And that's the problem is that...
Well, clearly not because they've opted for the surgery.
Yeah, and the problem is
we would like... Obviously, it would be great for them not to have it and be able to like lose the weight, but maybe they just can't.
See, I've tried to go on like... I talk about my crazy diets all the time, keto and fucking meat diets and whatever, and then sometimes I do try and starve myself or fast. And the problem is when I fast is I find it extremely hard to go to bed. So if I went and ate like just a sandwich and some carbs, I'm immediately tired and I'll fall asleep. Because my stomach is crying out to my brain, put something in here, I find it hard to sleep. So I'm using that as a coping mechanism to go to sleep. Mm. So each to their own. Other people might have different problems. And that's what I'm saying is it's not as simple as just not putting stuff in your body. Everything has a counterproductive thing to not eating or eating too much.
The concern I have is this is now becoming...
The norm?
Well... I'm seeing – so a lot of the times initially it's really obese people and later in life. I'm seeing people in their early 30s go and get this – and actually younger.
I had a mate at 24 20s. Get it done or 23.
Insane. Mm. So yeah. This is someone wow. who's got, you know, potentially yeah. 60 years in front of him.
And he wasn't even that big. I honestly wouldn't even be able to tell you the health reasons why he got it done, but there was a reason. And, yeah, he wasn't overly that big.
At the end of the day, you as a human being mm-hmm. are the champion of your own destiny. So if you don't have the mental strength and capacity to go, actually, I just realized I'm eating myself to death. Maybe I should stop doing that.
But this is the problem. You're thinking in such short term, as in like, I'm going to get up and for 3-4 weeks I'm going to try my hardest. You're asking someone that might be massively obese to just starve themselves for 5 years
it's
to get
about
to a point.
Starving yourself. It's just about not eating as much. Because these people don't wake up after the gastric surgery and go, I'm going to eat nothing today. They still have to eat to live.
But
it's
what,
less.
But
just
what
eat less.
What I'm saying
exercise
is.
Exercise plays a huge part yeah. as well. Like it's well, not just a diet thing.
No, no. Diet is 90% of everything. Exercise will only ever lose you 5 to 10% of what you've got on a daily basis. That's fact. You could do 1,000. Calories on the treadmill, that's going to take you fucking 3-4 hours. That's ridiculous every day. It all comes down to diet. So we're all on the same page here. In the whole group of people in that situation, there would be a slice of pie that are exactly the people that you're targeting. There'd be some that I'm targeting and saying that this is probably the conditions they've got, and then there'd be other people with other things that we have no idea about. But that's where it's just confusing. Everyone has different problems and it's just a crazy situation, really. To go under the knife and pull the pin on that, you're going to have a conversation with a specialist that goes, yep, I think it's time. Or can you just get it done? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is a specialist just going to do it because you want it? I don't know if that's allowed.
Anyway, we should probably press a button on that thing.
All right, let's go. Hit me with your best fact. Fire away.
All right, I'll go first. And we're going to go Olympics.
Ooh.
All right.
Old on you.
Fairly recent. Michael Phelps.
Oh, okay. Phelpsy.
How many gold medals did Michael Phelps win in total?
Over his career?
Yeah.
33?
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Over 4 years? Four different Olympics? Oh.
I was about to say. Over one
the
Olympics?
Olympic cycle is 4 years, Dan. Can you give us a range or is that not happening?
He said 33.
Okay, so no is your answer. I will say 16.
You win, but only just. He actually won 23 gold.
Not bad.
23 gold. That's
pretty good effort.
Wow.
I was hoping he went for, like, he won 9 one year with like every single race. That's what I was hoping on in the peak.
All right. Me.
You.
This isn't a great one. Which countries use the most cryptocurrency?
China.
Nah, China's been banned.
Well, you can tell I follow it.
Which countries use the most?
Yeah. USA.
Thailand or Indonesia?
USA.
With 240 million people.
Okay. You'd be forgiven for thinking the answer to this question is either USA or El Salvador, where Bitcoin is considered a mainstream currency. But actually, relatively speaking, the nation with the highest level of crypto usage of all types is Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew it was one of them.
This small and in many ways underdeveloped APAC country has registered an incoming cryptocurrency transaction value almost on the same level as India.
Yeah, crazy.
Who comes second.
Mm. Fuck, that's huge.
Dan, tell us something fun.
Okay. Strap yourselves in.
Yeah.
Speaking about Vietnam, this is sort of related. War.
In Vietnam.
Guess what animal the US military trained, doesn't say when. Actually, in the Vietnam and Gulf War.
What animal they trained?
Yeah.
Eagle.
No. Nah.
Horse.
Horse. Horse and eagle. It was bottlenose dolphins.
Close.
What for?
Bottlenose dolphins were both in the Vietnam and Gulf War to detect enemy swimmers and to plant explosives on ships. How fucking insane is that?
So they were relying on a dolphin.
Yeah. It's like,
go on, Flipper. Go on. Put that bomb on that boat over there.
Yeah.
That's
psycho.
Can you do a good dolphin noise?
Nah.
Oh, it's actually really hard. But I've got a mate, Frank Brennan, who does it like
immaculate. I've heard him do that. Yeah. Very good.
So yeah. Good.
It's a weird thing to learn how to.
What's his name?
Frank that Brennan.
Pretty good.
Pretty cool name.
He's also a great stripper, by the way.
He's also a fantastic human being.
Yeah. All right, that's us done. See you later, friends.
I will see you there, or I will see you on another time.
That was very confusing. I don't know if you're going to come or not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.